Welcome to our sixth episode in our conservation podcast series. I'm Franny Jurdy with the Sherburne Soil and Water Conservation District. I'm the urban conservationist. Miranda, I'll let you introduce yourself.
My name is Miranda Wagner. I am the agricultural conservationist with the Sherburne Soil and Water Conservation District.
And we have our two Conservation Corps interns with us today, Lily and Mary, and I'm going to let you both introduce yourself, maybe let everybody know what school you're going to, what year you're in, and maybe like one fun fact about yourself. So let's start with you, Lily.
Hi, I'm Lily. I attend the University of Redlands. I'm a senior there. I am from Omaha, Nebraska, but I'm with my family this summer in Elk River.
Mary?
And a fun fact. A fun fact.
No, go ahead. Fun fact.
I'm going to be studying abroad in Copenhagen next semester.
Awesome.
My name is Mary Mullane, and I am studying environmental science at the University of Minnesota Duluth. And this coming fall, this will be my final year as a senior, which I'm really excited for. Fun fact, I have a Cavalier King Charles Spaniel dog named Teddy, who's adorable. So yeah, a little fun fact about me.
Thank you guys. So how did you find out, or how did you hear about the Conservation Corps? Mary, you go first.
I heard about Conservation Corps at a career fair at my university. I believe her name was Hillary Olson. She works up in like the Duluth office. So she was explaining like field crews and individual placement programs, and they both sounded super interesting to me, so I applied for both and ended up here as an individual placement corps member.
How about you, Lily?
I found it looking on a website called Handshake that connects students with internships and entry-level jobs.
I've never heard of that.
No.
It's a very useful website. I learned about it from a friend and found a couple cool programs through there.
Yeah, a lot of universities use it now.
I guess us old timers have been looking for a job for a while.
We had things posted on a bulletin board with with thumbtacks for us. Things have changed, which is great to hear. So yeah, that's cool that you both heard it from different places. Super glad that you found it. So what kind of, I know you both are in, you know, environmental related studies, but what kind of drew you to working with the Conservation Corps? Was there something that stuck out with how they advertised it?
Kind of their message of just like, they kind of want anyone and everyone to learn and become advocates and become more educated on how the environment works and what they can do. And it sounds like really they hire just about anyone at Conservation Corps, like it, regardless of your experience. Experience obviously helps, but yeah, they just want everyone to be advocates for the environment, which I think is awesome. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what caught my eye about the internship was the name. It was called Clean Water Corps Member, and I had just finished taking a hydrology class, so I was super interested in water conservation, and I read the duties, and it sounded like it would be a really good learning opportunity, so I decided to apply for it.
Awesome. Well, so Mary is in our office full time, and Lily gets to share her time with Stearns County. So you've had two very different experiences, but you might get to do day to day. But what has been, and Lily, I'm going to have you go first. What has been your favorite project that you've gotten to work on this summer? And you can choose either a Sherburne project or a Stearns project.
Yeah, I really enjoyed working in the prairie. So that's kind of two different projects. So I'm kind of cheating there a little bit, but I've worked with David from Sherburn, and we did some prairie plantings, which I just thought it was really cool to see that conservation happening from changing from agriculture, which is really harsh on soil a lot of the times, and go over with the tractor and plant a bunch of native seeds and increase the prairie, because I've learned how degraded the prairie ecosystem is just across the U.S. And then I also really enjoyed learning about the different prairie plant identification workshops with the DNR that me and Mary just attended with Franny last week. Those were my, those two really stick out to me, I think.
How about you, Mary?
I'd have to say getting to go snorkeling with Dan, Lily and I, we helped Dan look for aquatic invasive species, like the golden clam in local lakes. We went to Rush Lake and Big Lake, and then we spent a day at six sites, starting from St. Cloud all the way down to Elk River. And we sifted in shallow waters looking for dead or live clams. And I had never heard of these clams before. You know, obviussly everyone knows about zebra mussels, but and Dan's been doing research on this species for a while now. So I just found it really interesting to see like the direct correlation between its population density and its proximity, how close we were to the Monticello nuclear power plant, because the water is obviously warmer, and these golden clams like a warmer waters, which Minnesota doesn't typically provide because of our really harsh winters. So it's kind of weird how they're surviving. So Dan's been doing lots of research on that, which I find to be really interesting.
Absolutely. I love how those are both very different things. So it's a good example of how different SWCD offices, their job duties can be on a day-to-day basis. And so that kind of rolls into my next question, which is a little bit of a two-parter. Had either of you ever heard of a Soil and Water Conservation District office before you were placed at one? And what is what's one thing that has kind of surprised you about the work that we do in conservation district offices? And how about Lily, go first?
So I haven't heard of a soil water conservation district before. I think my idea of conservation was kind of limited before this summer. Like, I would have to work on a national park or state park working with conservation, or at the DNR. I wasn't really aware of the local government. And that was something that I learned as well working up in Stearns, because they have NRCS working very closely with this SWCD. So I found it interesting to see how working in the government, you kind of have to, you get the trickle down effect from what happens in Congress and what kind of bills are passed and kind of budgets and what kind of projects are prioritized and how to use that money. And I think it's opened my eyes to see how like the whole system works and how the U.S. prioritizes conservation.
Great. Mary?
Yeah. I agree with Lily. I had never really heard of a SWCD before or really knew what they did. But one thing that surprised me working with you guys is how involved you are with like the general public, and how many people through the general public are actually interested in doing conservation work. Agriculture makes sense to me because soil, water, you need those for crops. So like just seeing like the overall involvement with people in agriculture and just the general public, people wanting to do like even small rain gardens or just pollinator pollinator habitats in their backyard, I find to be super cool and interesting, and how you guys get funding from government and you're able to help these landowners and homeowners, just help them get started with their project.
Yeah, what's really interesting about Solan Water Conservation Districts is that Sherburne's even different than Stearns, and that's one county away, how we're structured. What I don't want to say what our priorities are, but what we've had to make sure that we're covering. In Stearns, they have a lot of like agricultural devoted staff, which is definitely a need up there. And in Sherburne, we've had to really diversify in our staff because we have so many different types of landowners and different types of resource concerns. So Franny and I basically sit in a corner together, but we rarely are working with the same people. It's just they're different counties and they have different feels to them. So has anything sparked that you've done in Sherburne County, what you might want to do in a future career? It's loaded. Mary, you go first.
Well, I going into this and learning about environmental science in school and stuff, I definitely have always been leaning more towards water quality. And, you know, through classes and stuff, I've done like small versions of what Franny and Dan do every day, getting to do stream sampling, lake profiling, water collection and data collection and things like that, has been super right up my alley, which has been really, really nice. But I definitely have gained more of an appreciation for, you know, prairie and soil health and things like that, because I didn't really know much about either, to be honest. So getting to do like those prairie plant identification trainings, and getting to help Miranda do, you know, lysimeters. Like I had never heard of a lysimeter before, or uniformity tests or things like that. Like I definitely have way more of an appreciation and could totally see myself like going into either side for a career after I graduate. So
how about you, Lily?
I agree. I think it would be a really cool alley to go down to take my career down in the future. I think it has a really good balance of being out in the field and also doing office work, but in both of the counties I've been in, I feel like even though there is office and paperwork to be filed, which is every job, I feel like both of the offices I've been in, the environment with the staff has been really great. I've seen like people really get along and they're friends, you know, they're really friendly, and they hear about their projects that other people are working on, and especially in your office, since you guys do have different expertise, you kind of share your knowledge with each other and help with each other's projects. So I think both the time in the office and in the field and then with the community, I think that's an awesome part of this job. So I would be happy working at something similar to how an SWCD is structured.
Nice. So kind of our last question, but we can feel free to continue the conversation if some other things come up, is would you recommend this program to a fellow classmate or someone who, you know, is kind of just getting started in the conservation field?
You can start. I would definitely recommend this. It has been a great summer position. I've gotten to learn so much. I'm sure Mary can agree that. I feel like what I've learned in the classroom, I've gotten to see you guys practice out in the field every day at your job. So that has been really awesome. And it's always something new every day. Sometimes, you know, you work with Franny, who's prairie and or water or ag, and it just changes each day and sometimes multiple times throughout the day, which is awesome. And every time I come home, my family asks me, like, oh, what'd you do today? What'd you do today? Like, they're so excited about this job because they know how much I like learning about this stuff. And so I would definitely recommend it.
Yeah, me too. Exactly what Lily said. I couldn't agree more. just like getting to work, because everyone in the office is like super passionate. Like, you can just tell about like their field and like what they do. And all of you guys are like super knowledgeable, which I strive to be one day. but yeah, like getting to apply what I learn in the classroom to real life, and actually, because I'm a hands-on learner for sure. So getting to see how this all like works together is awesome. And like I said earlier, it seems like pretty much anyone can like join Conservation Corps if they wanted to. So even if you weren't like sure like what exactly you wanted to do, like if even if you're not going to college, or if you're in the process of figuring out what you want to major in or whatever, like I feel like this is a great opportunity and you learn so much for sure.
Franny, you were a former Conservation Corps with the Sherburne Soil and Water Conservation District.
Yes, I was. I'm pretty sure I was the first class of it. Back then, it was called the Apprenticeship Program, which is now the Individual Placement Program. That was back in 2011, and I got that position right out of college. And the program worked because somebody retired at the end of the summer, and then I never left. So the program definitely worked for me. So same with Mary and Lily. I would recommend this program to anybody because I think it just provides a super great hands-on experience for what you could actually do in a conservation related field. And, you know, like we've been saying, each SWCD office in the state are different. So you could work at one SWCD office and get certain experience and go to a different one, and it's a whole different area. So the SWCs just provide great experience for students or anyone interested in learning a little bit more about what you could actually do in a conservation-related field.
And we should have had David on, because David was also a former Conservation Corps down
in
Mauer.
We're collecting them in our office.
There's getting to be more post-Conservation Corps than there are other people. I came through the federal side, so I did not start as a Conservation Corps, but the Natural Resources Conservation used to have like a career program. So right out of school, it wasn't necessarily based on experience, because they wanted people right out of school, but it was based on coursework, GPA, and then there was actually quite a bit of the application that was community involvement and community service. So that's how I was hired with NRCS in North Dakota, which is very different than how half of our office came to be with the soil and water. But I want to thank you both for your time. I think you have an interesting perspective that we don't hear from very often. When we talk with folks from Sherburne County, I mean, I've been in Sherburne County for a decade. So has Franny, over a decade. So it's fun to see new people come in and learn and be excited about, like Mary said, what we're super excited about every day. If you want to see me jazz, let's talk about soil health. and if you get out in the field with Franny doing plant ID.
Oh, man.
Sit down. So I want to thank you both for your time today. And we're excited. We have about a month left with you guys, and it'll be interested to see how much more we can pack in. Maybe we can find some new things.
There's always something.
Sure. Yeah.